Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It is about that time to coach, heal, and motivate the mind, body, and spirit with the Unstoppable HD3 Phoenix Rising. Welcome to another episode of Coach Heal Motivate Podcast. Now, I'm your host, HD3. It's time to coach the mind, heal the body, and motivate the spirit, so that we can remove the blockages that are preventing us from stepping into our higher purpose. So we go from motivation to self-discipline, so that we can be that phoenix rising and let go of the old and step into the new. Now, if you haven't visited my website, you can go check it out at www.coachhealmotivate.com. And you can also check out my podcast website at coachhealmotivatepodcast.com, where I'll be streaming different episodes every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays on every digital platform out there. So if you have Spotify, iTunes, go out there and check it out. So without further ado, let's get to the message and let's get motivated. Self-discipline. HD3, Phoenix Rising.
What is a risk taker? You know, they say that that's somebody who goes for something where there's high risk involved, where they might lose out. There's a high probability that success will not happen. That's what risk taking is about, right? You have those that say that they don't like to take risk. They don't want to take a risk. Why don't they want to take a risk? Let's just use, for example, a job. I want to work a stable job for the next 30 years of my life. I want to have a pension, a retirement. I want to know how much money I'm going to make so I can be set for the future. No risk involved, right? Now, I'm not knocking it, I'm just calling it out. Then you have another individual who says that they don't want to work a job where they get a pension all the time, be bored and be there all days of their life. They want to work on their own business. They want to make it happen, and they're willing to take the risk. And someone would say to them, you're a risk taker. What if your business fails in the first 2 years? What if it doesn't pick off? Don't you think you need something more stable? Think about that for a second. But the other person who works for an employer who has this plan feel that they're not taking a risk. They feel that they're secure. Well, there's a couple of things I like to mention. Everybody is a risk taker. Even that person that's working that career. Because guess what can happen? Remember the Enron scandal where they took everybody's 401k? How do you not know that will happen? I've worked at businesses where they have shut down, multi-billion dollar businesses where they have laid off. Well, what happens if you get laid off? Or better yet, that company that you're working for, it took a risk taker to build that business. So if it wasn't for risk takers, that secure person would have nothing to be secure in, and they would have to be a risk taker. So technically, When you work in a career, looking for the pension, a 20, 30-year path, and don't want to start your own business, which is fine, you're still taking a risk. You're risking your stability based off of a risk-taker's business that may or may not fail that you cannot project. More as you have a person who's a risk-taker, straight up front, who says that they want to start their own business. They don't mind putting in the grind work for 12, 13, 14 hours a day. They don't mind going out there talking to people. They don't mind being a janitor. They don't mind being a secretary. They don't mind being every position that there is to take to run that business because they believe in it. Now, I like to bring that back. Risk-takers start off that way, who built the foundation for people who do not want to take that risk. But at the end of the day, we are all taking a risk, but at different levels that we're taking a risk. So that's why I find it ironic that when people say, oh, that's too risky, I'm not going to try this. I'm not going to try that. I want something stable. As long as we're breathing here on this earth, to be technical, we're all risk takers. It's just a matter of how we choose to take that risk. Would you risk working at a job for 20, 30 years under an employer? Or rather that person that decides that you're going to create your own opportunities and build off of that? But it seems that the person that's the risk taker that's wanting to start their own business is the one that gets shot down first. The one that gets talked about first. The one that people wait to see fail. The one people talk about that 2-year plan. Now, I will say this. How can you get advice for somebody who's never grown after their goal? How could I take that advice in? Because they're telling me from their own point of view. If I speak to a risk taker, which I have, a person that's willing to take the risk to start their own business, every risk taker that I've known, including myself, said that it was worth it. But it's a different mindset. I wouldn't want to put down a person who chooses to work a job 20 to 30 years just as much as a person who chooses to work 20 to 30 years shouldn't put down a risk taker, right? You can't have one without the other. Neither side is better, neither side is worse. But technically, we are all taking a risk. Let me talk about some more risk taking. When you're walking outside the house, there's a risk that you might get harmed. When you're driving in your vehicle, there's a risk that you might get in an accident. Everything's a risk. We just gotta choose what our risks are. Now you may say, why do I bring up risk? I bring it up for several reasons. Even to this day, I have met individuals who said, "How? I can't believe you've taken that risk." I can tell you this, I've only gotten where I am because I've taken that risk. It wasn't because I played it securely all the time. It's because I took those chances. That's what we talk about, blind faith. What is faith? Faith is believing, although we cannot see the outcome, but we believe that it will happen if we keep working diligently towards it. That's what faith is all about. It's having faith. When you have faith, you can see the road ahead. Now, I don't want to get biblical today about it, but you can see many passages in the Bible, if you read the Bible, where it talks about taking risk, where it talks about faith. A lot of us forget about faith. Faith is not just about only praying. It's about believing. It's not only about believing, but it's also about having action. Because you can say you believe all you want to, but the action is not applied. It doesn't happen. It's like if someone says, God, please give me a cake. But yet he gives you the spatula. He gives you the bowl. He gives you the flour, the vanilla extract, the frosting. And you sit there and say to yourself, man, I asked for a cake. I didn't ask for all these ingredients. Or it goes like this. He's going to give you the ingredients to be successful to make that cake, but it's up to you to still bake it. You still got to move your feet forward. You still got to take that risk. You still got to walk in that path in order to receive the desired results. Too many people think it's all about just praying. It's not just about praying. It's about believing. It's about action. Faith without works is dead. We have to put forth the effort. We have to put forth the work to making it happen. So I don't believe that we should always look at things as this is risky or that's risky or this is tough or that's tough. That's challenges. That's part of life. I call it the process. The good, the bad, and the what the hell just happened moments. That's what life is going to serve us. But too many times we become impatient and forgot about that process. So when we get stuck, oh my God, I can't believe I took this risk. Oh my God, this is tough. Oh my God, this is hard. I can't do it. I'm not saying that it won't be tough. I'm not saying that there won't be challenges. I'm saying that we have to fight through those challenges. Typically, a challenge is there because we ran into something that we are not familiar with. And when we're not familiar with it, we get our defense mechanisms up. We get scared sometimes and freeze and want to run the other way, using fear. Now, fear is one of two ways. Face everything and rise, or forget everything and run. We got a choice how we use fear. Fear is an illusion. False evidence appearing real. It really is true. But we gotta decide. Because when we realize that in life, there's gonna be some things that are gonna be easy, some things that are not. But the things that are not gonna be easy, we're gonna have to put forth the additional effort towards achieving those goals and making it a reality. That's the truth of life right there. So you gotta think about this. Everything you do in your life is a risk. No matter what we do, it's always a risk. Anything can happen. Good, anything can happen. Bad. But if we always focus on the bad, if we focus on the negative, if we focus on the what's not going to happen, guess what? We're going to get more of it. You know, it says, as a man speaketh, so is he. Think about that. As a man speaketh, so is he. We're speaking our life into existence, the things that we do. That's what it means. What we're calling out is what we believe. Our mindset, our belief system is what we're going to produce. So, of course, if we're producing from a fear-based that I'm going to forget everything and run mind, or a limited mindset, or a mindset I can't do this, it's not going to happen. Because whenever we see first sign of trouble, we're going to run. But when a person understands that there's risk involved, and when that risk comes up, when that challenge comes up, they may get stressed out, may get stuck, may have a little bit of a setback, but won't give up. You may get stuck for a minute. You may have to regroup. That's where I talk about an action plan. What's the purpose of an action plan? Well, after spending many years in management, we use action plans. We use probabilities, numbers, metrics, all of that stuff to check out our team's performance. So an action plan basically states strength, weakness, opportunities, and tactics. What are our strengths? What are our weaknesses? What are our opportunities? And what tactics we're going to utilize? And write down the things that are working. We write down the things that are not working. We research to find out a new course of action. We implement that course of action. During that course of action, we do follow-ups to see our progress. Weekly follow-ups over a period of 30 days. You know, the 21 days change your mind, change your habit routine. Yes, basically using that, but over a 30-day period. After 30 days is up, we'll do a full evaluation to see what worked. If it worked, the new course of action worked, great, continue to use it. If it did not work, why didn't it work? We go back to the drawing board, we research, we find other avenues, we research, we go to seminars, we talk to other individuals of like-minded individuals. You know the old statement? You hang around five people of a certain element, you become that sixth element. That's what I'm talking about. So if you focus on business and growing your business, you're going to be around people who are growing businesses. Why would you be around people who are not trying to do anything business-wise, who's telling you that is a bad idea? It's not the circle that you want to hang around with. As it says, that light and darkness has no congregation with one another. It is the truth. It is what it is.
Stay motivated with HD3 Motivation Apparel. It is designed to bring positive vibes, positive messages, while looking good and feeling good. So check out the Motivation Apparel at teespring.com, Coach Hill Motivate 3, where you will find t-shirts, hoodies, and many motivational accessories. So go check it out. Thank you for your support.
So we got to stop looking at risk as risk. Risk is nothing more than an assessment of a situation that we find complicated, hard, that we have not encountered. So we got our defense mechanism up. So now we want to freeze up. So we take that risk and flip it around. We take a risk and we rise from that. When I think about risk, I think about rise. It is time to rise. It's time to be diligent. It's time to redirect focus. What opportunities are we missing when it comes to achieving our goals? What do we need to do next? As one of the speakers once said that I've heard, that his mother got upset with him when he said that he was going to correct his career. Let me say that again. One of the very well-known speakers, mother got upset when he said that he was going to quit his career path and go into motivational speaking. Now this man's a multi-millionaire. But she could see the vision. He told his mother, I respect you, but you're not a millionaire. You're not going to be able to tell me how to be a millionaire. You can show me how to be a person that works for an employer, but that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm hanging around millionaires who have a millionaire mindset, and I'm taking that tools and advice, utilizing it so I can grow. I'm no longer going to be in this mindset. It's not a risk. It's a different change. It's a change of environment. It's a different set of challenges is what there is. Because I bring it back. There was a time where I thought that I'll work my career, I'll be great, I'll promote up. After 7.5 years with the same company producing great numbers, I was laid off. Multi-billion dollar company, right? They brag about being the top 100, right? On the Fortune 100 list. All these employees and raises. But all of a sudden, one day, I was told that I'm going to be reduced because of budgets. Not because of my performance, but because of budgets. And I remember thinking to myself, this sucks. I finally got into a career that I enjoy, and now I'm about to get laid off. This sucks. What am I going to do? I was stressing because I was trying to build up security within that career path. Then next thing you know, I go and get another job. Happy, making tons of money. They sell a company division off to another company. 6 months after the acquisition, everything went downhill. So what did they do? They started laying off managers. My tenure was small, only been there a year and a half, a year with the previous name and 6 months with that name. So I was laid off. And I remember saying, God, what do I do with myself? What am I going to become? I did not know. I was sick of the layoff. Like, wow, laid off again. Where's all this job security that everybody was talking about? I took a risk to make six figures and to be down to unemployment. I said that six figures to unemployment. And we know unemployment is not any real money at all. Anybody could be one step away from being unemployed. Anybody could be one step away from being homeless. That's the risk of life. I was that person. I admit, I almost lost my place, lost my car, lost my credit, lost money. I was one day away from eviction after a while because I couldn't get a job. Nobody wanted to hire me because of my salary, and they was not willing to pay that amount, even when I was willing to reduce down. That's a risk, right? A risk. I risked dropping from a 700 credit score down to a 480. I risked from driving a Lexus to end up not having a vehicle. I risked about to become a homeowner again to almost getting evicted from an apartment. I had to risk me and myself and having a daughter who I was taking care of, who was smaller at that time, by myself because her mother passed away. That was a risk, right? I could have threw my hands up and said, I give up. It's a risk. Why am I mentioning this? I believed in that mindset for a good while. But I also had something that was always at the core of me that said I always wanted to be my own boss. I always wanted to step out and do my own thing. But I've been around too many people who thought they wasn't risk takers, who was afraid of risk, who put their risk belief system onto me. Not to take risk. I proved a point. Not that I was trying to prove a point. That you could work for the biggest company in the world. And the two companies I worked for were the big companies in the world. But guess what? Even the biggest company have their layoff day. So that was a risk that I took. I decided after that last one, when I laid on my bed, I said, God, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Speaking came up. Believe that. Yes, speaking came up. I thought it was a joke. Became a speaker. Decided to become a speaker. Didn't know nothing about the speaking business. So I decided I'll take that risk. What else do I have to lose? No one taught me how to be a speaker. No one taught me the path. I had to create a blueprint that most people would have given up on. Let's be honest. Most people would have given up on it. So what did I do? I had to research. I went to Toastmasters. I went to Dale Carnegie seminars on how to be influential people. I did the Stephen Covey trainings. I found out about Les Brown. I found out about Eric Thomas. I went through their classes and their schooling thing. I paid thousands of dollars. Went to Toastmasters, did my first speech. Did a speech at a church. Started doing speeches at conferences, little by little. Started speaking on social media. Didn't know what I was doing. Built my platform. Structured a plan. Continue to grow. We're talking about, this is back in 2017. 4 years ago. I keep saying three, but it's 4 years ago. It was tough. It was hard. I would tell you that it was the biggest risk that I ever took in my life. But it was the risk that was definitely worth it. I could tell you right now, after all these years of working hard, putting in the work, going back to school for my psychology degree, I have a degree in business, network telecommunications, IT. That's my field of study. But I went back to school to take on psychology. Besides taking all this DISC assessment, Tony Robbins, all this stuff, and having a natural gift of speaking, I decided to hone in on my skill set, my gift, to grow into who I was going to become. And people were still talking about that risk factor. Oh, it's a risk. You know what's a risk? Not going after what you want. That's a risk. You know what happens when you don't go for what you want? You're not going to be happy. You can work that job and tell yourself you love it every day. Or you can tell yourself you hate it every day. But deep down, if it's not what you truly want to do, you're going to feel it in your spirit. That's why when Monday comes, you're going to hate Mondays. You're going to have a case of the Mondays. When Friday comes, you're going to be excited for Friday. Saturday comes, you're relaxed. Sunday, you're thinking about Monday. I don't want to do that. I don't want to think about Monday. I want to think about Friday. I want to think about no day of the week like that. I want every day of the week to be a day of fulfillment for me. That's what I said. I want every day of the week to be a day of fulfillment for me. So taking that risk to walk in one's life purpose, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth it to go after what you want? Isn't it worth it to take that risk? Isn't it worth it to walk into the light? We wasn't put here to be worker slaves. We wasn't here to be here mental slaves or physical slaves or any slave. We're meant to be free. Free the mind, the body, and the spirit. Walk into your purpose. I understand there are people who do want to work for an employer. That's fine. But is it the employer you want to work for? Is it the career path that you want to work for? Is that business that you started? Is that the business path that you want? Are you willing to take that risk to make it happen? I took a risk. I went back to school in my 30s to get my college degree full time. I took a risk to go back and switch into a field, psychology. I took a risk to go into being a speaker. But you know what? That risk was worth it. I stumbled. I fell flat on my face numerous times. Sometimes I didn't even know what I was doing. But what it did was it opened me up to other avenues that I did not know about myself as I was going through what they call the spiritual awakening process. It got me into healing, Reiki healing. Yes, I am a Reiki master, but before Reiki, I was always a healer. It's in my bloodline, it's in my family to naturally heal. This is the Native American side. This is the African root side, whatever. Have that gift of healing. Many people ridiculed that. You shouldn't be a healer. That's of the devil. That's wrong. I'm going to tell you this. Most people that give their opinions based off of somebody else's. It's not what you know, it's what your intention are. It's like this. How is Reiki bad? This is my first question. When the person even know what Reiki was, it's healing. It's healing. It's what it is. We all have some form of gift of healing. We help each other heal. Whether it be through physical, whether it be through words, whatever it is. But I didn't let that person bring me down. I didn't let those people be my negative energy. I let that loose and walked into my own path to be that healer, to be that Reiki master / motivational speaker. I took that risk. I walked into it. And when taking that risk, although it was tough, although it was a challenge, it was something different, but it was absolutely worth it. I'm not here to condemn anybody's dreams. But I am here to say is, do not be afraid of risk, because everything that we do in our life is a risk. Someone may say that I may not know where my next paycheck's coming in if I'm going to take that risk. Technically, if you're working for an employer, you still don't even know, because you can be cut. But you got to stop looking at what someone else think about risk. What someone else think about where that paycheck's going to come from. Think about it from your heart. What is it that you want to do? Because you know the distance between someone who's making $0 and someone's making unlimited dollars towards what they want? You know what the distance is, how much they're going to make? It's their belief system in their self. Let me say that. The distance between someone making $0 to unlimited dollars, that in the middle, is the distance between the belief system within their self. It's not because they're better than somebody else. We're all equal. It's because they applied themselves in different areas where others choose not to apply themselves. When some people are sleeping at 11 o'clock at night, I'm writing speeches at 11 o'clock at night. When some people choose to sleep at 2 a.m. in the morning, I'm healing at that 2 a.m. in the morning. Whatever it is, just as an example. It's not going to be 8 to 5, I tell you that. It's not going to be Monday through Friday. But one thing I will tell you, I never felt like I'm punching in the clock applying my risk. I never feel like time's up when I'm applying my risk. If I'm doing a Reiki healing for a customer, even though they paid for an hour, it may be an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. I'm not charging them extra for the extra 20, 30 minutes because I love doing what I do.
Got Reiki. You heard me. Got Reiki. Are you looking for a holistic healing solution for the mind, body, and soul? Do your chakras feel off balance? Do you feel out of alignment? Do you have stress, anxiety, back pains? Well, contact TrinityVibes.com. That's TrinityVibes.com. TrinityVibes.com for a Reiki session. We offer 30-minute Reiki, 60-minute Reiki, and if you're not available in person, we also offer distant Reiki, which can be done from a distance. So if you're interested, contact TrinityVibes.com for another holistic approach towards healing. Thank you.
Now, when I bring it back to motivational speaking, when someone told me that I shouldn't fall for it because it's a risk, I'm going to tell you this. In the past month and a half, I've had over 3 speaking engagements. Over 3 speaking engagements. Virtual speaking engagements at that. I was checking my emails, getting prepared for a speaking gig this Saturday, virtual to have this Saturday. I haven't even done the gig yet, but based off of my proposal, that company that I'm doing a speaking gig for, I guess they have another branch that's in Northern California since I'm doing Southern California for an educational system. Did you know that they contacted me by email today asking me to do a speech for them on the 30th as well? I haven't even done the speech on the 24th yet. But there's other counterpart contacted me today to ask me, invite me to speak. I didn't even have to ask. I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm saying this for a reason. Vision, having a vision for what you want, not being afraid to take that risk, putting in the work, others will see it. I will admit, I did not get to this point overnight. There was a lot of risk involved, a lot of time involved. But to get a speaking gig where someone is actually contacting me again, this is not the first time, but it's happening more frequently than it ever has. A week ago, I was relaxing. Someone called me on my phone. I thought it was one of those, hey, you want to get insurance or get your car warranty? Because I keep getting those car warranty phone calls. So I answered the phone obnoxiously. And the lady said that she's calling from some podcast company. They found my website, checked it out, and want to do an interview with me. I don't even know these people. They're contacting me. But why is that? It's not because I'm great. It's not that I'm because I'm better than anybody. It's because I was willing to take the risk on myself. I was willing to risk and move forward towards my goals. That's what the risk factor builds up, because eventually the seeds that you sow, you're going to reap them. It's going to take a while. Seeds don't grow overnight. You can't plant the seed in the ground, water it for one time, wake up the next day, say, where's my crop? Don't work like that. You got to keep watering it. Sometimes the season that you expected to manifest in, it won't even manifest. No, it won't. Maybe when you least expect it sometimes. You keep watering and watering it. Even though you're mad, you're still watering it. You're still nurturing it. You're frustrated, you're still nurturing it. Then one day, when you're not even paying attention, you're going out there to your car or something like that to go get your charger out your car, and you look, you see this whole crop doesn't grow. Like, where did that come from? That's what it's been like for me. So much work, so much time, so much effort. But the risk involved was worth it. So now I'm having people contact me for speaking gigs. I'm having people contact me for healing. I go into the line at Starbucks. Go give me my coffee. Yes, I drink coffee. I gotta have my coffee. I love drinking coffee. Yes, I do. I have my mom and pop shots, but I decided I'm gonna go over to Starbucks to get my coffee. I'm in a line. Barista says, oh, I like your necklace. I said, oh, thank you. She said, oh, I have some bracelets also too. She saw my tiger's eye bracelet. I said, oh yeah, I'm a healer. Oh, you do Reiki? Yes, I'm a Reiki master. I do healing. Oh my God, I was thinking about getting Reiki. Now I'll stop it right there. I mention that for a reason. When you start to walk into your purpose, you'll start seeing people come towards you that you never expected. I would never expect someone to say that to me before when I wasn't walking into my purpose. It seemed like you gravitating towards those individuals. Guess what that was? That was a great opportunity right there to talk to a future customer. Whether that person gets the services or not, was someone that you was able to talk to, someone that you're able to hand a card to, someone that you're able to have a good conversation. So sometimes it's not just about the money, it's about building relationships. That's one thing I learned. That's risk taking, because you can build a relationship and it builds up. There's people that I've given Reiki to for free. I don't charge everybody all the time. And some of the people that I have, actually no, let me change that. The people that I've given free Reiki to, every single one of them has helped me out in the end afterwards. One person said they know a few people that want it. Those people, I got my money back that way. One person was able to help me out with some financial advice. One person was able to help me get a speaking gig. What I'm saying is that energy exchange, that taking that risk and going after what you want. Yes, money is part of the tool, but it's not the end of all tools. That's why you don't see me talk about money in that fashion like that. Money is our tool for survival. We got to have it to pay the bills, yes. But if you're walking into your purpose, you're taking that risk. You're doing it not for just making money. You're doing it because you're walking into your purpose. The money will follow. That's what it is. It will follow. You don't have to chase after it. Because millionaires, true millionaires and billionaires will tell you how they got their money. And they wasn't actually chasing after it. They were going after whatever their purpose was or whatever their passion was at that time. And they continued to grow and glow into it. It's what that was. Taking that risk. The risk factor. So whatever it is that you choose to take a risk at, whatever it is that you feel that you want to be risky at, go for it. Take that risk. I'm going to tell you this. The best piece of advice that I've ever gotten, I feel that, was from my sister. A long time ago, I asked her, I said, you know what? I don't know how to build a web page for my speaking business. She said, why don't you go look at somebody else's page that's a speaker as well, duplicate what they have, but add your own touch to it and make it happen. I was like, wow, simple advice, but the greatest piece of advice my sister gave me right there. I feel it is the greatest advice everybody's ever gave me. Whenever I would get stuck, first thing I would say is, who else is doing the same thing that I'm doing? Who can I Google? Google.com. Who can I Google to see what they're doing? And to see how I could take from what they're doing, learn from it, and add my own touch to it. So that's what I did. I went to other speakers' pages and picked out the pieces that I would like to do. What I would not, and first thing I found out was about how to build web pages, and it was simple after a while. Yes, that's what it is. If there's something that you want to know how to do that you don't know how to do, look and research who's doing the same thing. Take down some notes. See how you can apply that in your areas of your life. Add that extra touch to it. Continue to grow. That's what life is about. Growing. Continue to be the best version of ourselves. Now, what I'm going to call it, those people that talk about risk taking, I have a statement for those folks. I call those weapons of mass distraction. A lot of people, yes, they're doing it. Some of them are doing it because they're hoping that they can help you out and that they failed or they know other people that failed, so they want to protect you from it. But no, we don't need that type of protection. That's weapons of mass distraction. Do not let distractions stop you from going after your goals. Distractions are constant. If we wait for distractions to end, we'll never get to our goals. If we're waiting for there not to be a risk, we'll never get to our goals. We have to accept the risk. We have to fight through distractions. We have to keep forward movement if we're looking to obtain our goals. That's what life is. So when is the best time to get started? Now. Not tomorrow. Now. A lot of us say, well, I don't have a lot of money to get it done now. I don't know what to do now. You know what? There's always a starting point. We can always start from something. We really can. There's always a starting point. But we got to decide, what are we willing to do to make it happen? I remember I created this 2-year plan. It wasn't really a plan, but it was a 2 years worth of steps. We have 365 days in a year, right?
So I figured that's 730 days, not counting a leap year. So I said if I did one task a day, even if it's a minimum task, if I complete 720 tasks in 2 years, that would show that I've done a lot towards my goal. 720 tasks, basically doing one thing a day. Did I make a phone call today? Did I do a business plan today? Did I create an LLC today? Did I get my business tax today? Did I create a business account? And if you do more than one task, you add those tasks up too. So I challenged myself, can you do 720 tasks? 720 tasks were done within the first 4 months. So I'm saying this, it's not about doing a whole lot. Utilize the resources that you have. Utilize your resources at your disposal. Look around and say, what resources do I have right now that I can use at minimal cost? I'm going to think big, but I'm going to start small. Too many times we're told that to start big. No, think big, start small. Do those little baby steps. You ever have money in your bank account and you buy things that are $5, $10, $20, $5, $10, $20, $30, $35, and next thing you know, you look at your account, all the money look like it's gone, and you don't know where it went to? You can't even account for it. You check it out. You're like, man, where did all my money go? It's those little small purchases that builds up to big things. That's what your goals is like. Do the little things first. It's going to build up to the bigger things later. We can always account for the big purchase. We can always account for the big movement. But we neglect the little details of the small things that will lead us to the promised land. That's what I'm talking about. We got to start looking at small things and thinking big and taking an extra little step.
Motivation will get us started, but self-discipline keeps us going, building up that momentum. So if you're looking for something that's going to continue that momentum going, those positive vibes, well, I have something for you while you're driving or headed to the gym, maybe sitting at work during your break time. And sometimes when we're just sitting at home, we're relaxing, we want to hear something positive. Go download the HD3 Coach Heal Motivate album. It's available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, and Rhapsody. So go out there, download the album. Thank you for your support. Stay motivated.
For instance, I call myself a Reiki master, have a Reiki business. How do I get started if I don't have a location? What do? I go get me a table. I advertise. I'm willing to come to people's home, or they can come to my home. If those are not viable options, I will contact different medical centers to see if they have those rooms available. I'll contact other shops to see if they rent out rooms, where some people rent out a room for $10, $15 an hour to do Reiki at. That's what I did. How do I get customers? Holistic Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber of Commerce. That's the avenue that I have to look at to get customers. Go to yoga classes. Go where the people are. I'm going to go to yoga classes looking for people. I'm going to go to Pilates looking for people. I'm going to go to spiritual events looking for people. I'm going to go, now I live in Arizona, go to Sedona. I'm going to have business cards, handout cards, farmers markets, do little sessions. I bring this all up for a reason. All I said was buying a $120 table and taking it, buying some cards, $20, and just going out there and making it happen step by step. But build relationships. Finding people, building relationships, working together. Working with other folks, cross promotion, social media. I'm giving these examples. Taking risk is what that is. Taking a risk to talk to people, taking a risk to put yourself out there, taking a risk to start small but think big. That's what the risk taking is about. Going after yours. You know what? If you want unlimited income, if you want to grow and make as much as you want, follow your purpose, work in it, and make it happen. You will see the fruits of your labor. There's going to be some days where you're not going to make all that money. There's going to be some days where you're going to make a lot. But you're going to balance out. You're going to be good. But most of all, you're going to feel good. Because I can tell you this. Most people leave their jobs not because of the money. Most people leave their jobs because of how they're getting treated. Let me rewind that back. Most people leave their jobs not because of the money, it's because of how they're being treated. Then second would be because of the benefits. Next would be the balance of life, work-life balance, and then money. A lot of people don't know that. Yep. So if the reason why people leave their jobs is how they feel about their jobs, how they're getting treated, it's not all about the money. It's about our spirit, how we feel. Now imagine doing what you want to do. Imagine doing what you want to do. You're feeling good how you're getting treated. You're going to have some good days, some bad days. Life's a roller coaster, but you're going to get through it. I'll tell you this before I close up. You can be a barber, or you can be a barbershop owner and be a barber. Someone once told me barbers don't make any money. That person as a barber may not have made any money, but I know barbers who do make money and barbers who have barbershops and other businesses. Do not let someone's opinion about what you do or what you're looking to do become your reality. No, that's not how it is. That's their own perception. And I'm going to say this, perception is not reality. Perception is each individual's own reality, because we all have our perception about things, and our own reality is not set in stone for everybody's reality based off of that perception. You got to decide, what do you perceive? How do you see things? What works for you? What doesn't work for you? That's what's key right there. What is it that you want? How do you want to fulfill your purpose? It's like when I talk to my children, I want them to do their purpose, and I want to be able to help guide them to where whatever information I can get them to propel in that area that they want. That's what I want for them. I don't want them to do my dreams. I don't want them to do my same risk. I want them to do their own risk. I want them to go after their own goals. I want them to make their own things happen. I'm not here to beat their dreams up, their goals. Because you know what? Whether you're a person that makes clothes, whether you're a person that has a barbershop, a nail salon, whether you're a psychologist, a counselor, a doctor, work at a call center, whatever it is that you do, that's your thing. It's not here to knock it down. If you enjoy it, do it to the fullest. Maximize your potential. Whether you want to be a boss or owner at it, but just know this, don't do things that you don't want to do when it comes to career path. There are too many career paths out there, too many opportunities out there, too many things going on right now in this society that we can actually choose our own path instead of walking into what people told us to do. I was once told that I need to have a job. No one told me to be a business owner. I was told I need to have a job. I worked jobs that I did not like. I worked careers that I did enjoy. But when I worked in a career that I did enjoy, no matter how the outcome was with the layoffs, at least I was walking into what I wanted to do, but it took a long time for me to believe in myself to actually make it happen. It took a long time for me to make that risk. Because someone told me when I chose to go back to school for my business degree and in IT, I signed up for 5 classes. I was in my mid-30s at this time, so this is what, like about 10, 11 years ago. I signed up for 5 classes, 3 on campus, and those classes were one-day-a-week classes. I did them on Thursdays, and 2 classes online. I was told I was crazy. I should only sign up for 1 class at a time. I did the math. There's no way I can complete an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree or any degree by taking 1 class a semester. I'll never get done. That's what I was told that was a safe way to do it. I was told I was taking a risk by taking 5 classes. I took those 5 classes. After that first semester, my GPA was a 3.5. I say that for a reason. I took a risk. I was a risk taker. I was talked about. I was told that I wouldn't have time to have fun, I hang around, I be with people and stuff like that. I didn't care. The work schedule I had at that time, I had Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays off. I worked 10 to 12 hours a day in the hot sun as a technician. And I took my days off. I was at school on Thursdays. Each class was three hours and 20 minutes long. I was at school 8 o'clock in the morning for psychology for 3.5 hours. Then at noon, I was in sociology. And then I was in business 101 at 6 p.m. So from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night, I was in school. On Thursdays, every Thursday. Then on Friday, I was doing my online classes and homework. Saturday, I gave myself a break and went back to work on Sunday. I did that. And I completed an associate's degree in 2 years and 4 months. I stuck to that pattern. 5 classes. I did not care. I went to summer school and all of that. Did it. Graduated with honors. Mid-30s. Kids working full time. in the hot sun, putting up satellite dishes on people's houses, 115 degree weather in the Vegas sun. I say this for a reason. I had to manage my time, but I had to take risk. I also knew that it was worth it. It was my goal. It was my dream at that time. I followed through with it. And because I did that, before I was halfway done with my degree, I got promoted, became a manager because I was working towards my degree, completed my degree, and continued to go back to school, added my IT certifications on top of that. When people thought I was crazy, thought I was taking a risk, thought it couldn't be done, the naysayers, the no's, what's wrong with you? It's crazy. Why would you want to do that? I did it. Was it easy? Oh no, it was not easy. There were some days it was cool. There's some days I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. But I was looking at the reward. I visualized. I had a vision board that said that I saw my degree. I saw myself graduating with honors. I saw myself becoming a manager. I saw myself furthering my education even further along. And I did it. Risk. Is it worth it? What is your why? Why are you doing this? Why did I go after what I wanted to? Why did I take the risk? Because I wanted to live my life purpose at that time. I wanted to do something that was fulfilling. I wanted to do something that didn't feel like a job every day. I wanted to do something where it felt like I had a purpose. Not only that, I wanted to have greater income. I wanted to make a life easier for me. I wanted to show my kids that anyone can do it also too. And show myself that I can do it. And did it. That's that risk. Had I taken that one class at a time, I'd still be in school and I would be burnt out. One class at a time is not for everybody. Not saying that everyone's different. That's why we cannot project like that. That's why I would say go ahead and take your risk. Because you don't know what your full potential is until you push yourself. Push yourself and see who the real you is. Not what someone say you are, but push yourself. If it had gotten to that point where I couldn't handle five, I can always lower it later on. But I felt in my spirit, in my mind, in my body, I could do it, and it was done. That's what I'm talking about. So no matter what it is, whether it's going back to school, starting a business, getting your finances set, getting yourself mentally set for your career, your relationships, whatever it is, don't let someone talk you out of it. Take your risk. Study. Research. Because I could tell you this, when you don't go after what you want, when you're afraid to take that risk, you always wonder, what if? What if I had done it? What if I had followed through? What if I had made it happen? The what if factor. And then seeing other where people enjoy it and do it and thinking that they're an overnight success and comparing ourselves to other people. Build up some of that haterism inside of us. That's what can happen when we don't follow and we're afraid of risk. But what happens? When we take that risk, we become fulfilled, we're happy, we walk into our life purpose, we become more optimistic, we have a strong belief system, we build up the leadership skills within ourselves, we make ourselves truly believe that we are an unstoppable force. Because at the end of the day, we was not given a spirit of fear. No, we was not. We were given a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. That's what we were given. When we act upon those principles, we are unstoppable. When you hear that phrase, it's 80% mental, 20% physical, but 100% possible. Oh yes, that's true. It's 100% true. But the first and foremost person that must believe in you first is you. You gotta believe in you first. And beyond believing in yourself, you got to put forth the action. It requires action to get the ball rolling. So don't look at risk as something scary. Don't look at risk as something that's hard. Don't look at risk as something that ain't even worth the time. Look at risk as a challenge, as a milestone towards getting towards your goal. You're going to learn something new. Those risks that you take, those challenges that you face is going to make you stronger. So when you do achieve your goals, you'll be able to have ways to overcome those obstacles. So it's building up strength. Let that strength build up. Become the best version of yourself.
Stay motivated with HD3 Motivation Apparel. It is designed to bring positive vibes, positive messages, while looking good and feeling good. So check out the Motivation Apparel at teespring.com, Coach Hill Motivate 3, where you will find t-shirts, hoodies, and many motivational accessories. So go check it out. Thank you for your support.
Risk, really important, so keep up. That's what risk is about. It's time to keep up. It's time to make those moves happen. I know we all talk about the different people in our lives that have told us that it's a risk. We've heard about risk. We've heard about challenges. You know what's a risk? It's being at the same place, same job, same position for the next 20, 30 years of your life, being unfulfilled, doing what you don't want to do, dealing with what you don't want to deal with. At that capacity, you tell me, how much of a risk are you taking? What are the risks that you're taking on your well-being? Your mind, your body, your spirit. You're risking your health. They said that stress, heart disease, those are the top killers in our country when it comes to stress. Some of us stress out at those jobs that we don't want to be in. But we're not willing to take the risk to walk away or take the risk to set up something on the side. Build it up. Build up an empire. Till we get there to the top. That risk. We risk our health. Our mental well-being. Depression. Become angry. Feeling lost. Think about the risk right there. Now, I know some people who don't ever leave their hometown because of risk and what the family might say, what some friends might say, what the kids might say, or whoever, or even just that risk of something that's new and unknown and scared to take that change because of the risk factor. Now, I tell you this. Yes, I'm a risk taker. I've taken risk. Lived in 3 different states, several different cities. And I can tell you, with every risk, it created a new beginning. It allowed me to rebuild, to start over, learn something new. Kept me from being stagnant. Allowed for me to continue to grow within my life. And I can tell you, through those risks, packing up stuff, get rid of things, hopping in a vehicle, having that truck, going to another state, starting over brand new. Greatest risk ever taken. When I say that risks are not scary, yes, I can say that. But what is fear? We talked about fear. So, if you got to take a risk in life, why not go after something that feels like it would be fulfilling? Others will say, well, I don't know if it's going to work out. If I move the state, I won't get to see this. You know what? Know what I say to that? You can meet new friends. You can visit family. What opportunities is it for you to grow when you take that risk? Some say they want to move to another state for cheap housing, better career opportunities, better environment, amenities, whatever it may be. You ask yourself, why would you push that on the back burner? Why would you not step into your greatness? The people that are holding you back from taking that risk are the same people who would not be willing to take a risk. And if they were willing to take a risk, you better believe they would do it without anybody else's opinions. So that's where it goes back to opinions when it comes to taking risk. Understand feedback. We generally all would like to get feedback from others to see what other people say or think. But are we going to really let someone's feedback dictate the course of action that we plan on taking in our lives? That's detrimental, especially if the advice is not sound advice. I've heard that when we get advice from people, I love to get advice from people who have experience in the area, knowledge in the area. So if someone has never moved before, never left their block, that is not a person that I'm going to get advice from when it comes to moving.
because that person's already fixed. They're already set in their ways. They believe in their ways of where they're going to go. It's where they're at. They may have had goals of wanting to move, but never did it. They may have thought about it, but never did it. But that's not the one that I'm looking to get feedback. Someone asked me, do you want my opinion? Or do you just want to talk about what you want to do? I'll let people know. I'm just letting you know what I'm going to do. I don't need any opinions on this. I'm just giving a heads up on what's going to happen. So basically, if I'm going to talk about moving to a new location, another city, another state, if I'm going to get feedback, I'm going to get feedback for someone who has done it. That's the person that I would like to hear feedback from. How was their transition for them when they moved? Same thing when it goes to going after a business. I'm not going to talk to someone who was afraid to take risk and start in a business. I'm not going to ask their feedback for it, because it's not going to be a feedback session. It's going to be an opinion breaking down on why you should not do it versus what the good and the bad and what the hell just happened moments that they went through to get there. I am going to talk to the individual who has a business going, a person who was working that 9-to-5, who all of a sudden one day decided to make that change to get out of the 9-to-5 and step into their purpose, whether it be a business ownership or whether it be a new career path altogether, whatever it is. I'm going to look for someone that's in alignment with me on that path. That's who I'm going to seek feedback from, because more than likely they're going to give me constructive feedback to let me know the goods and the bads that they went through. So it won't be a session about telling me, oh, you don't need to do this or you shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do this if I was you. It'd be more like, you know what? When I went through these steps, this part was like that. This worked and this didn't work. I tried this and I tried that step. But at the end, either one, it was rewarding for them, or two, it wasn't rewarding for them. Whatever the situation is, you will have more of a feedback session of what you can kind of expect that is going to happen. So that's why I say you're going to look to like-minded individuals. So whatever you're looking to achieve, whatever you're looking to take a risk on, you would want to talk to those people who have been successful at those risks, who's taken those risks to help give you an idea of what you can envision what may or may not happen. And you can take that, run with it, utilize it as part of your, I call it, training module towards being successful, going after your purpose in life. That's how you can look at that. That's the way to grow. So when we talk about taking risk, it's really important. So keep up. That's what risk is. R-I-S-K. It's really important. So keep up. We didn't say give up. Rise and grind. Make it happen. Step into the best version of who you can possibly be. Because you know what? I will tell you this. When you take that risk, let's just say for some reason that it wasn't for you, or it did not work out the way you really wanted it to. What's the worst thing that has happened? You've gained knowledge. You've gained experience. You can always go back to the version of yourself that you was before. That is always there. So if you were talking about a safety net, you already had who you were. But the new version who you can become is even way more rewarding. So what do you really have to lose by stepping into your purpose? Is it really a loss when you think about it? Are you gaining? So if it did not work out the way you envisioned, you can walk away from it. Go back to the old you. Say, hey, I gave it a shot. Didn't like it, or it didn't work the way I want to. I gave it a try. I can never beat myself up for it. I walked into it. That's what it is. That's okay too. But what about when it does work? What about how you're going to feel then? You're going to feel great. You're going to say that although it was a roller coaster ride, it was a roller coaster that was worth going on to, because I learned a lot. I gained a lot. I've grown and I became a newer version of myself. I am proud of myself. Even through my darkest moments, I was able to achieve success. I was able to grow within my purpose. Even though sometimes the road took me down different detours, different paths, because I realized anything that we do in life is a risk. Whether I work for somebody else, it's a risk. Whether I have my own career, it's a risk. Whether I stay living where I live at, it's a risk. Whether I move to another location, it's a risk. Whether I stay in a dating relationship, it's a risk. Whether I go for a better relationship, it's a risk. Basically, what I'm saying as a whole, life is a risk. But we have that choice to choose the risk that we choose to get involved with. Choose your risk carefully, because it's really important. So keep up. Make it happen. Accomplish those goals. Be a goal crusher, a goal digger. You'll never lose.
Thank you for tuning in to Coach Hill Motivate Podcast. If you've enjoyed the message and felt that it made an impact, well, you know sharing is caring. So make sure you share it to your friends, family, whoever you feel that this message will make an impact on their lives. And also, if you'd like to reach out to me, you can go to my website at CoachHillMotivate.com, where you'll find all the links to my social media accounts, motivational apparel, and also available for life coaching and speaking engagements. So tune in every Friday, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another episode of Coach Hill Motivate Podcast. And also, you can check out my other streaming podcasts at Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, and Google Podcasts as well, where I drop a new episode every Tuesday and every Thursday. So I want to thank you all for your support. Till next time, Coach Hill Motivate. This is HD3. Coach the mind, build the body, motivate the spirit. Coach the mind, build the body, motivate the spirit. Motivation? No, wait. We're not on motivation anymore. We on self-discipline modes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.